Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. I do the huckabuck, I do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Hello.
Hello, people of Earth.
People of Earth. Welcome to the Hucklebug. I am Steny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Steny, and this is episode 721 of the Hucklebug. It's our year-end show for 2024. Who could
fuck off immediately. There's a three in there. You've got 7 times 3 is 21. They're divisible.
Oh, good one.
I'm taking that as good.
Well, it's 721, though. It's not 731. Oh, I see. 7 times 3 is 21. Okay. It is divisible by 7. That's true. All right. That's good. That's a good omen. Hopefully. All I know is 2024 can fuck off.
And I'm not quite as quirky as I was last week. So.
You do. You sound a lot better, actually. We're going to do our year-end show, our 2024 year-end show. But I think first we're going to do some shout-outs. Roar!
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 And over on hucklebug.com.
Because we've decided that's tradition. No,
that's tradition. That's our tradition. Yes. Well, Bet, our content editor has decided that. And that's her job. Our first shout out in that case is for Tina. Stand in the place where you live.
And should I start?
Sure. Go ahead.
Hi, both. Well, I hope you both had a good Christmas. Sounds like yours was going to be bad. We'll talk about that in a bit.
Oh, there'll be more.
Ours was busy but good. All the visitors gone now. That makes me think of the St. Stephen's Day murder. All those people. My sister probably felt that way when we all
exactly.
And we got the house back to ourselves. But I live in a small town, Tina. That's all I can say. Because
I know, but still, here, I feel the same way.
Over here, it's the same for you for most people. But here, I do still get paid with a check that I endorse on the back and deposit it there. But almost everybody now, gets
in the
paid
free fucking this. World.
Right.
Yeah. I think people in Ethiopia get paid by direct deposit.
I live in the locked up. So I do get a check. Hardly have tellers anymore here either. That blows my mind.
Yeah.
If you ever need to go into a bank, which I can't remember when, you can deposit by ATM. No, I won't do that, Tina. It's a machine. It could eat your money. Seen it happen.
And you have you seen it happen?
Well, you know those pipes at the bank drive-through that.
Oh yeah. The pneumatic tubes. I love
saw
those.
A girl in front of me. Get her paycheck stuck in the back sucker. So,
well, I'm sure they were able to get it out eventually.
I want to hand it to them personally.
I understand it. I do love those pneumatic tubes, though. I feel like that's technology we should be using more of.
When I was a kid in the 60s in BC.
God, that was the coolest, wasn't it?
There was a store, Cox's department store, that all of the women's clothing were on like floors 2 and 3. And when you paid for your stuff, they took the money, and they had those, and they'd put the money in one of those little canisters, and you'd go, boo, and then, boo, down would come your change.
In the movie Brazil, the pneumatic tubes were a major form of delivering things back and forth. I love it. But I'm with you, Tina. I literally cannot remember the last time I was inside a bank. I never need to go in.
Well, and also she says you can deposit from banking apps. And
that's what I do.
I used to do that back in the first century days. My favorite bank ever.
Oh, yes, that's right.
They switched to Summit.
That's true.
Their software was just effed. It was awful.
Yeah.
And so now it's the Bert and Ernie Bank.
The Bert and Ernie Bank.
I
haven't even checked out their app.
Pat and Brian, they live by their banking apps. Check it every day.
I don't check it every day, but I do use it to deposit checks on the rare occasion that I get a check. I mean, even writing checks and having to cash checks, more often than not, my friends and I are using Venmo. My family members and I are using Venmo to send money.
Really?
Back.
I've yep. never gone there.
Well, at first I was like, I don't know about this, but it's really fucking convenient. She also says, thank you for your Christmas update. All sounds lovely. Have a lovely new year. Speak to you the other side. Tina.
Oh,
thank
the
Tina.
Other side.
We appreciate you. Oh,
let's
the other
hope
side,
the other side is better than the side we're on right now.
Fuck 2024, man. I cannot wait for it to be over. This is our final podcast of 2024, and boy, am I happy. Our next shout out is for Donna. Oh, Donna. We have a shout out. Donna is her name. She says, Happy New Year. In 2025, I hope to return to being a regular listener. Retirement is wonderful. Congratulations on your retirement. And we would love to have you back as a regular listener.
Yes, we would.
You can just jump in. Don't feel like you need to go back and listen to all the episodes you've missed. Just jump in anywhere. We're an episodic show.
And you know, I talked about one of my days off last week. And all I got done and how much fun it was. And she said, this is what retirement's like.
Yeah.
And the thing of it is, I feared mine, but I feared my sister's retirement. Because when she retires, so will I, whether I want to or not.
Whether you want to or not,
but I'm starting to realize.
Or you take the shit over.
Oh, fuck that. Pardon my language.
I know what you mean.
I see what she does. Mm-hmm. But I just keep thinking about, you know, now that I've learned the world of Medicare, mm-hmm. and I think about all of the things that when I work for my dad and I work for my sister and CDs I have and my IRA, when the time comes, I might actually be able to live on a retirement salary.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I so want to talk to Brian about this because he can do the math.
Yes.
You know,
there
he talked about life expectancy and how much money you have and how long it'll last.
Right.
And I was hoping to do that over the holidays, but we were just having too much fun.
Oh, I understand that. Yeah. You don't want to stop doing the fun stuff to go, hey, let's talk about some business shit.
Yeah. Yeah. But if I could retire and be not even better off, just as good as I am right now, I'd do it tomorrow. I'm at that point in my working life.
I don't blame you.
I'm sure my sister would be over the moon if I said, okay, Pat, let's call it a night.
let's call it a night, exactly. All right, let's move over to Facebook. Okay. We have some more shout outs. Tina's from the episode first?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's a quickie. She just says, Happy Christmas, everyone.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It went up Christmas Eve, but I realized that didn't give anybody enough time to really, like, listen to it before we started recording again, but that's all right. You'll all catch up. Don't worry about it.
Hope Santa visited all of you.
I hope so, too, and I hope he didn't bring anybody any coal. And then on the missive, we have a shout-out for Kelly with the Y! I think it's your turn.
My turn. She says, let's kick 2024 to the curb.
Exactly. Fuck you, 2024. I know we say it every year, but seriously, 2024 can get
really
fucked.
And I've thought about that so many times this year that we always say it couldn't possibly be worse than.
Oh, it can.
This one could.
Yes.
And so I won't even say it about 2025 in case that should happen to be.
Right.
But she says, not that I'm that enthusiastic yet for 2025, but still, Happy New Year's, ladies and Hucklebug Nation. Yay!
Thank you, Kelly with a Y. Woo! And then we have a shout out for Kelly with an
I.
She says, Merry Christmas week to you both. Did the big 11 and a half hour drive to Texas and back last week. Got to visit the folk. You could do 11 and a half hours and not even cross all of Texas. It's massive. It's
yes.
So big. Got to visit with the folks and celebrate their 75th birthdays.
Oh.
Got home last night and only a quarter through last week's show, but I want a shout out. Well, here it is. Kelly!
Yay! Oh, and E's in.
Yeah. We have 9 days to entertain E. Yay. Oh. Very happy to have him home for a while. Welcome home, E. And Merry Christmas.
Get some Kelly good home cooking.
And Kevin.
Make Kevin make you some chili.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And that's, I believe that's it for our shout outs. Thank you guys so much.
Yay!
Honestly, since I only put the show up like 3 days ago, it's amazing how many comments we got. We appreciate you. Thanks guys so much. Do you want to tell everybody what your word is for 2025? I'm not doing one this year.
Stans has decided to opt out of word of the year because.
Just this year. Just to see how it goes.
Because she's like me. You know, last year my word was care. As in meaning care for myself.
Right. Mine was self-care.
I spent the first 3 months dodging Dr. Javier and going to medicine. So that's how good my word of the year, you know, works out.
Right.
But I've set the bar so low this year that I don't know how it could be lower. Simply, and you have to understand I'm a person, I've got issues, mobility and
yeah,
the brain and stuff. My word of the year is simply going to be try. Just try.
Try. I like
you,
try.
You don't think you can go up that big step. I did it over Christmas. Try.
That's right.
Just try.
That's
right. Might work, just try. Might not. Just
might not, try. But try.
Just all right. Try. That is like my it. Word of the year. Try.
That's a great word. All right. I have just in the time that you were talking decided on a word of the year. Survive.
Okay. Survive, okay.
Just fucking survive. Again, like,
well, I hope bar's that very one low. Doesn't fail you.
Bar very low. So as long as we're here recording a year-end show in 12 months' time, I will have met my goal.
So I survive. Will survive.
That's right. I will survive. Now, we're going to get into our show proper, our year-end show proper. We're going to start with just a couple things from our last week. I have a couple of holiday highlights.
Yay.
My first one I think people will know about because I posted about it on Facebook, but I was opening my stocking and I got a scratcher. Now, longtime listeners of the Hucklebug will know that my record with scratch-off games, lottery scratch-offs, is terrible. I almost never win. And if I do win, it's, you know, a pound or a euro. I think those are the only ones. The only ones I ever won off of were the ones that Donna and Janet brought back from overseas. But
I think
never any American dollars.
$2 for me is hats and horns.
Yeah. So I go, and I did it just the same way I did it here on the Hucklebug, where I scratch everything off and then I sit and go through it. And I didn't think I had won anything. But I'm sitting there going through line by line, and all of a sudden I went, bell. And then it said 5 times prize. And it said winner. And I was like, oh. I said, I won, it's $60. I'm like, no, it's 5 times $60. I won $300.
Oh,
and
man.
And everybody starts freaking out. It was the best.
Brings,
nobody else won.
Brings back those heady days in Reno, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Buckets full of nickels. But it was pretty amazing. So $300 on a scratch-off, that was a big deal. That was my first holiday highlight. There's another one coming up.
Okay, well, I just have something called Holiday Thoughts. And I was kind of telling Stens about this before Christmas. I told her on Christmas Eve, I think. I'm one of these people who I don't want anything for Christmas. I don't need anything. I have no place for anything. And I go out to Christmas. And
you don't want to carry it.
I am such an asshole. That
you're not.
I get upset when people buy me too much stuff. I mean,
it's,
you know,
okay.
If
it's okay.
If that's the worst thing that happens to you,
well, that's true.
Then you've got a pretty damn good life.
That part's true. That part's true.
But Christmas Eve was great. We had so much fun. Then Christmas came. I got up two of their high steps by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I did try.
That's right.
And then we had
got a head start on next year's word.
Fantastic. Christmas dinner, prime rib, it rocked. So then, you know, present time came, and there they started handing me these gifts, and they handed
tons
me
and
gifts.
Tons
and oh my God.
All the stuff you got to carry.
And so
home.
I started opening up these gifts, and they're all watching me. And I don't know, I'm attributing it to my sister, who is maybe now starting to understand the world I live in. Mm-hmm. All of the gifts that I was opening were so thoughtful and useful to me. I mean, things that are going to help me
Getting your groceries to and from the car and stuff.
Right. Carrying stuff to and from the car, having something in my car where I don't have to load stuff in the back, then go around to the back. I could just take it out of this lovely Vera Bradley basket that is, and put it in the cart, get it in. She got me, I haven't played with it yet. I will. It's like an electronic sleep mask that's supposed to give you heat and coolness and, you know.
Yeah, that's great.
Just wonderful things. And it was a lovely day. And I got to be with all of us that are left. And I do have to say that my gifts to them, they seem to enjoy them.
I was going to say, how'd those go over?
Well, did I tell you the story of Taylor's Funko Pop?
I don't think so, no.
Because I don't think I had discovered it.
I don't know if you guys are aware of this. She got everybody customized Funko Pops of themselves.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Right. As I was getting them out and wrapping them up, I just happened to look. And Taylor's, of course, he was Taylor with his blonde hair and his blonde goatee, with a beer in one hand and a guitar in the other.
Yeah.
And when I turned around and looked at the back, I mean, I just ordered his hair from what it looked like on the side.
Sure.
Which was blonde and kind of spiky.
Yeah.
He had a ponytail.
Oh, no.
Well, we just had a black. Taylor, you've got 3 months. You can't have a ponytail.
Grow that ponytail out, man.
But Pat and Brian loved theirs so much, they took him out immediately. Charlie didn't want, and frankly, I thought Charlie's was the best of all of them. It looked exactly like her. And she had two cats, because she has two cats.
Oh, yeah.
But Pat and Brian immediately got theirs out of the box and put them up on the shelves beside the bobbleheads. And so I was so happy that I was afraid that they didn't understand the world of Funko and, you know, would think stupid. They had a blast. We all had a blast. Goose was there. Goose is, I love that dog.
Oh, what a good boy.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
He's a good boy. They're all good boys, aren't they? Except
they're all
good girls.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. So I have a second holiday highlight. Now, this one I've kept secret from you, Bet.
Oh, dear.
You're going to be surprised when you hear this, because I was surprised. My nephew Kyle and his girlfriend Becca are finally going to make it official. They've been dating since they were 15 years old. They've been dating over half their lives. They finally got engaged.
Oh!
Yay! So Kyle and Becca are going to get married. I don't know if they've set a date yet. I didn't even ask if they'd set a date. But that was the big news over Christmas. I think Monday morning, Kyle texted his mom a picture of the ring. And he said, I have it. He goes, I don't know when I'm going to ask her yet, but I have it. And Stacey's like, you know, bouncing off the walls.
Oh, and you know...
And then the Christmas Eve morning, he texted his mom and said, I asked her and she said yes.
Yes. And you know, that reminds me so much of Taylor and Allison, because they were together for not that long. Since college. But there was enough time for, of course, we loved her the minute we met her, but there was so much time for her to become part of the family.
Oh, yeah.
Before they got engaged, and we were just over the moon. It gets so much better, Stans. When they're married, they're even more fun.
Well, you know, the problem is they live out in New Jersey, so I hardly ever get to see
them. Oh, I know.
I see them even less now, because now Stacy doesn't live out there.
Right.
You know? But, you know, of course, we'll all go out for the wedding, and then, you know, the hope is that Kyle and Becca will start coming out here to visit, because this is
so
now where their
now
grandparents
30?
And their parents are. He's 36.
Oh my God, he's
Kyle and Taylor are the same age. Yeah, Kyle and Taylor are the same age. Remember back in the olden days
of
Squeeze Chat,
younger than Taylor.
We used to talk about. No, I always thought they were right about Kyle might be like 9 months younger, but they're essentially the same age.
But you know, there's not a thing wrong with waiting.
Oh, like, no,
one
not
is right. You know,
I just kind of assumed they were never going to bother. I think I just assumed that they're like,
we're
happy with the way things are, but you know, maybe now they want the tax break. So good for them. So that was the big news over Christmas.
That's a good holiday.
I had a hard time deciding which highlight was higher, whether I won 300 bucks cash or Kyle and Becca getting engaged. They're both pretty damn great. All right, now we're going to move into our year-end show stuff. Yay. Starting with movie of the year.
Movie of the year. I'm pouring coffee. Hang on.
Okay, go ahead. Pour some damn coffee, by golly.
My coffee is black, people. I have no creamer.
Bet's out of creamer. And I'm almost out of creamer. It's funny that we both ran out of creamer at the same time. We live 3,000 miles away.
Movie of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I do have one bubbling under, but this is my movie of the year, and it should come as no surprise to you, Stims. Mm-hmm. The very first one I saw when we came back in 2024, American Fiction.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot tell you, anybody listening.
Even, I still haven't watched it.
Even on the CB radio, you know, in Antarctica. Please, if you have a chance, watch this movie. I mean, in the year where Oppenheimer won everything.
Right.
And The Holdovers was a great movie. Mm-hmm. Was also nominated. American Fiction is the funniest, smartest, I mean, smart funny.
Right.
Movie ever. It's about the black guy who is an author and writes books that he feels are relevant and intelligent. And he meets the woman who is also relevant and intelligent, but she writes books like Weez Lives in the Ghetto.
Yeah.
And has made a zillion dollars.
Right.
And it kind of goes from that, but it also goes into his family. And I mean, when you think about movies like Bringing Up Baby and his Girl Friday, the dialogue is like that.
Oh,
it
okay.
is just
like,
rapid
yeah.
fire.
Snappy patter.
And it is so great. And I've been trying to get anybody to watch this, but when my sister...
It never even made it into my queue, but now that it's your movie of the year,
it's
available on Amazon Prime to stream, everybody.
It's free. When my sister went on her European cruise, she came back telling me that one night in the room, she went back to the room and American Fiction was on. She loves it as much as I do. And I can remember on Thanksgiving, her at the other table telling Taylor and Allison that they had to see this movie. So it's not just me.
You're vindicated.
Movie. Yes.
All right. I have not seen that.
Well,
what's your bubbling under?
And my bubbling under, and I wonder how this is going to work into your list.
We'll see.
Because thank you, Stens, for Hundreds of Beavers.
Hundreds of Beavers is my movie of the year.
Oh,
yes.
It's the weirdest movie it's ever made.
That. So I have I had five movies that I'm like,
sorry,
these are all really good. No, not at all. I've five movies that are all great, and I was like, how do I choose? And I chose Hundreds of Beavers because it is so unlike any movie I've ever seen.
Any movie ever made. Ever.
Yes, exactly. It's just, watch it. Just watch it. I'm not going to tell you anything about it that we haven't already said.
My runner Izzard says, I'd like to be in the room when they were working this one.
Exactly. My runners-up were Tetris, which I just saw recently. God, that was great. I loved it. Next Goal Wins, directed by Taika Waititi. I loved that also. Inside Out 2.
Oh,
and
yeah.
also Glass Onion, the Knives Out.
Yeah, probably my number three would be Inside Out 2. Yeah.
Yeah. So there were some strong contenders this year, but yeah, Hundreds of Beavers definitely got the
winner.
What a
movie.
Yes, it's quite a movie. Let's talk binge watches.
Yeah, and I was just telling Stens earlier, when I went back through and looked, I thought I had way more binge watches than was on the list. But even if I forgot some, I can't imagine that this would not have been my favorite binge watch, which was that weird and wacky Baby Reindeer.
Oh, yeah.
It was funny. It was scary.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that the person who wrote it also starred in it, and it was a true story of his life.
Yeah.
It was just it, it goes places you may not want to go.
That's true. It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to watch at times.
Yes.
But, at times, but
truly.
But it's compelling television. Yes.
And it's well made.
Oh, yeah. Very
well
made.
And well acted.
Mm-hmm. That's on, what, Netflix?
Netflix, yes.
Netflix, yeah.
And if I have a bubbling under.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It would probably be Nobody Wants This.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
And I'm so glad you suggested that.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad that you watched it and enjoyed it. My binge watch of the year. Now, I had a tie here. And again, ooh, I had to sit and kind of weigh them up and decide. Because I had two excellent binge watches. And I've given it to Ghosts, the UK version of Ghosts, the BBC version, the original of Ghosts, which is...
And where is it?
It is on Paramount Plus.
Oh,
and I think now they have the entire series on Paramount Plus. And you know, Paramount Plus is a little weird. You might be able to watch it for free with commercials.
Oh.
I don't know. See,
oh, I'll take commercials for free.
Have
sure.
a look. Have a look. You might be able to watch it.
Yeah, because I've tried to watch the American version.
It's not very
good. I'd love to see the British.
The British version is much funnier. It's much better acted. And it's just, it's heartwarming. It's not just funny, although it is funny. It's very funny. But it's also heartwarming and sweet. And that just beat out Fallout, which was excellent also. But Fallout was excellent over 8 episodes, and Ghosts is excellent over 6 seasons. So I had to give it to Ghosts.
What is Fallout? I don't.
Fallout is based on the video game Fallout, and it was on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
And it's very violent and horrific, but it's also funny, and it's got
a bit of the old ultra violence.
One other bubbling under is Eugene Levy's Reluctant Traveler.
Oh, yeah, that's one of mine. I love that.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, too.
I hope that comes back.
Me, too. God, I'd love to see him go different, go, you know, more different places. That'd be fun. All right, tell us about your low light of 2024.
Yeah. Strangely enough, and I say that sarcastically, I had no highlight this year.
Poor Bet. I'm sorry you had no highlight.
And I'm so sorry that I had a low light, but of course you all know
what it
is.
No, it's all right. You know, it is what it is. You got to be real.
I lost my little blonde fuzzy friend this year.
I'm such a dope. I didn't know what your low light was going to be. I'm so stupid.
Yeah.
Of course. Of course. That's what it is. Aww.
And it's so hard when you have to make the decision.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not over it. I still wonder every day, could I give him one more day? You know.
Oh, yeah, it's okay.
Or did he want one more day?
You know? Right.
But I miss him. Mm-hmm. I loved him.
Yeah.
I will treasure every day we had together.
Yeah.
Even when he used to fart on my face and climb up and wreck my knees on the ottoman. But there's nothing like losing your best buddy.
I know, it's the hardest thing in the whole world.
And in the same year, I think I put this in my notes, I lost my best friend, and I lost my country.
Yeah, I know.
Because
again,
that happened later.
You lost your country again, by the way. You know, so we've already lost it once. We thought it would never happen again, and yet here we are.
But Milo, if there was ever a loved dog, you were won by everybody.
That's right. You know what? That's my low light of the year also.
Aww.
Rest in peace, sweet Milo. I do have a highlight, though.
Yes.
I have a highlight of the year. We'll turn the frown upside down. I'd forgotten about this, and I was giving this all some very serious thought on my drive to and from Dad's, because I had a lot of time in the car to do nothing. My highlight of the year was the rafting trip I took with my sister in the summertime. We went rafting down the Deschutes River in Oregon, and I think I talked about it on the show. It was amazing. It was so much fun, and I was, like, really proud of myself for doing it and, like, you know, navigating it successfully
scary.
And not drowning.
Right.
You know, and we weren't with, you know, an instructor or anything. It was just the two of us. But it was great. It was great fun. It was, you know, it was thrilling and fun. So we had a really good time. So that was my highlight of the year, was the rafting trip.
Yay! And how happy, before you rules, that we end on a highlight instead of a low light.
It is. It's nice, isn't it? It's nice to end on a highlight.
Yes.
Let's do our U rules. Who is your U rule?
Well, I have a U rule of the year, and you might guess it when I say this person has been my U rule certainly more this year than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly more than anyone else on the Hucklepuck.
Well, I don't know. She's still got Bruce to come back.
Well,
Mr.
Bruce and Doug, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That's true.
But my U rule this year is for my sister, Pat.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And not only because of Christmas and what she did Christmas, but all this year, things have happened that have kind of blown my mind. You know, I got a raise.
Yeah.
I got
a big bonus.
Yeah, I got a big bonus. I've gotten some understanding from her that I never thought I would have before.
That's true. Yeah.
We still laugh like little kids from time to time.
That's good.
You know, sisters are hard people. You know this.
Mm-hmm.
Sisters can be hard. They can fight like crazy. But it doesn't matter because then the next day it's okay.
Right.
But my sister, just this year, I have felt so much largesse from her that I hope that I can not cry and take like 5 minutes when nobody's listening and say, you were my U rule this year.
Yes, you should. You should definitely tell her. Yeah. And I'm just going to say ditto. My U rule, it's not your sister. My U rule is my sister.
Really?
It is. Yeah, but it's, you know, it's a lot of similar stuff. But I mean, the biggie was her decision to go move in with Dad this year saved me. It saved me.
Oh.
Because I had Mom with me at the beginning of the year, and I was already thinking in my head, all right, well, once I get Mom into a facility, then I gotta take care of Dad. And either Dad is moving up here and moving in with me, or I'm moving there and moving in with him, because I don't know what's gonna happen next with Dad, because he can't live by himself anymore. So I was really torn up about that. And then Stacy announced that she and Steve were selling their house and going to move in with Dad to take care of Dad. It was a tremendous weight off my shoulders.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And the other thing is my sister, my sister and I also, we have a complicated relationship, but we have had a lot of fun together this year, including the rafting trip. At Christmas, we did something that we've never done before. I don't even remember what made us think of it. There were a couple of empty shoe boxes, and she said, we should make dioramas. Remember dioramas?
Oh, yes.
School? And we were just joking about it, but then we ended up doing it. The day after Christmas, we went to Michael's and Hobby Lobby, and we bought a bunch of shit. And then we both made dioramas. I made a diorama of George Bailey lassoing the moon. And she did just sort of a generic Christmas village with
and
all
you
these
didn't
trees
post
and
that?
Stuff. I didn't post it. I meant to, but I haven't gotten around to it. And it's still in the car, because I haven't
brought
it in the car yet. And in fact, I haven't checked it to see if it got destroyed during the trip home. Hopefully not. I do have one picture of it from before the trip, so hopefully. Anyway, but I mean, like, just little things like that, you know, just little things like that to just make us go, all right, let's do it. Yay.
Oh, man, so, yeah. What an amazing snap that was.
I know. I think that's great. I think both of the, this really, 2024 was the year of the sister.
Yes.
So, I don't know.
She's everywhere.
Yeah. So, gang, that's our year-end show. Do please drop into the comments and let us know what was your highlight of 2024.
Oh yeah, we would love to know.
Or what was your low light of 2024?
Yes.
Or what? Or you know what else? What other awesome things happened to you? Or what terrible shitty things happened to you? I think we can all agree though that 2024 can suck the big one, and the bar is very low for 2025, as it is every year. Every year the bar is very low, and somehow we still manage to sneak under it.
It's as low as
fry. Exactly. Or survive. That's it. So that's our show. We love you guys. One thing we will never change is how much we love our listeners.
Exactly. The end of the year, it's time to say, you are the reason we do this. We could hook up and talk without recording,
but we record because
if one of you listens to us, that's enough. But that's if all of you listen to us, it's everything.
Precisely. So we want to thank you all for that. And there'll be plenty more in 2025. And I think that's it. So you guys, thanks so much for listening to our Hucklebug. Tune in next week. Till that time, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Stenny, and you've been listening to the Hucklebug. Bye, everybody.
Bye. We love you. Mwah.
That's the way you do it when you do the Hucklebug.